When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Project Life Mastery Podcast. I'm Stephan James, founder of ProjectLifeMastery.com, internet entrepreneur and life coach with a passion for living life to the fullest and fulfilling my potential as a human being. My purpose for this podcast is to be a powerful and passionate example of the unlimited possibilities that life offers for any of us that has the courage to commit ourselves to life mastery, while sharing ideas, concepts, and strategies that can help you master every area of your life, from your health, mindset, emotions, business, finances, relationships, and spirituality. Now, if you're someone like me that is hungry to take their life to the next level, then you're in the right place. Welcome, and let's begin. Hey, this is Stephan James from Project Life Mastery. My purpose of this video is to help you get clarity on whether or not being an entrepreneur is the right fit for you. Is it the right path for you to go down this journey and become an entrepreneur and have your own business and pursue success? Now, maybe you're watching this video right now and you have a job, maybe you don't enjoy your job, but you're considering as an escape to start your own business. And you're looking at different opportunities, maybe an online business, maybe selling on Amazon, maybe being a YouTuber, e-commerce, offline business, many different opportunities that exist, network marketing, there's many different opportunities when it comes to the world of business, but you're not quite sure in the back of your mind. You're questioning that decision. Or maybe you're someone watching this right now that's already had a business for a while. You've been on the hustle, you've been building your business, maybe you've had some success to some degree, or maybe you've been struggling, just barely making ends meet as an entrepreneur, and you're not quite sure, is entrepreneurship the right path? Is it perhaps better for you to work for somebody else? And maybe that can provide a better quality of life for you. I really want to answer this question because I've been an entrepreneur for many, many years. I've also been an employee, worked for different companies in the past. But I've also observed and noticed a lot of people that explore entrepreneurship that decide that it's not for them and they give up. I know many friends, for example, a lot of friends of mine that I've grown up with and family members that have made attempts to become an entrepreneur, but came to the realization that it's just not the right fit for them, and they've come to terms with that and acceptance of it. And in some cases, they're a lot happier too because they're more free, you know, freeing. They've kind of gotten more clarity on what their strengths are and what their weaknesses are, and they've embraced that a little bit more. And knowing that, they're able to pursue something that's more in alignment with their strengths and their nature. Other people decide that it is the right thing for them, and they pursue it, and they love it, and they get fulfilled by it. They love the perks and the benefits of being an entrepreneur, but they also are willing to accept the challenges because I think there's pros and cons to everything. There's pros and cons to being an entrepreneur, and we'll discuss that. There's also pros and cons to being an employee and working for a different company. And I think, you know, for everybody here, you got to find the right fit for you. I don't think that entrepreneurship is right for everybody. You know, there's some people that are just not willing to go through that process of being an entrepreneur, or they just don't have the makeup for it, or the qualities and the skills and the confidence and the mindset. There's a lot of components, I think, involved in being an entrepreneur, which is what I want to share with you today. And I think that that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. I've got many friends and many people that, you know, they have their 9-to-5 job and they love it. They love it. And sometimes they are very fulfilled by what they do. And they enjoy the security that that provides. And they see someone like myself and I, you know, I've got a lot more responsibility and challenges, but they also see the benefits I have. And they look at that and they're okay. Like they don't want to become an entrepreneur and have and do the things that I do, or other entrepreneurs that they might see out there on the world or the internet or whatever it might be. So a few different directions of what I want to share with you in this video to help you get that clarity. Number one, I believe that everybody watching this video is capable of being an entrepreneur and becoming successful. I don't believe in those limitations. I don't believe in limitations when it comes to money and skill set and education and experience. I believe that if you're resourceful enough,
you can get the resources, you can get the skills, the education, you can make changes in yourself and your personality. I really, really do believe in that. I don't believe in limits. I think the only limits are the limits of the mind. So I believe that everybody is capable, okay? You're capable of incredible things in your life. You have so much potential that's untapped. Most people are not tapping into their full potential in life. But with that said, going back to what I said earlier, that for some people, they're just not going to be willing to go through that path and go through that journey, okay? So it's not really a matter of can you, because you can, I can, everybody can achieve success or build a great business. More the question is, will you? Because success is not as much a matter of ability, it's a matter of motivation, okay? We can all gain the abilities and the skills, but are you motivated enough to go through the journey and the process? And becoming successful as a business owner, it's quite a journey. Now, when it comes to that journey, here's what I'll say. People that are successful entrepreneurs, or people that are just entrepreneurs in general, there are certain character traits, mindsets, habits, belief systems. There's a blueprint, a mental component that makes someone an entrepreneur, someone that is successful. Some people, they've already got that dialed in. For some people, they've got the work ethic, they've got the confidence, they have the ability to handle risk and take a risk and to start something new. They have the ability to be consistent with things. They're intelligent, right? They think outside the box. They're creative. They think about how to stand out, how to be unique, how to differentiate. They look at things and see things in a different way. They're always growing and improving and innovating, and they have many different ideas. There's all these components, right, to being an entrepreneur. They think long-term, they have patience. So there's all these different components, personality traits and habits and disciplines and things like that that make up an entrepreneur. And in the same way, there's certain habits and mentalities and belief systems as someone that makes up an employee. I believe everybody can cultivate the mindsets. You can change your belief systems. You can change your habits. You can improve your work ethic. You can become more motivated. You can become more intelligent, I believe. You can become more creative. You can tap into different parts of yourself. You can become more resourceful. You can improve your capacity to handle stress and uncertainty and taking on risks. You absolutely can. And I'm an example of someone like that, because for myself, when I got into my journey of self-development, which we'll get to, but I was depressed. I had anxiety. I was incredibly shy. I was lazy. I was negative. I just had all of these negative character traits and all these disempowering habits, but I was able to overcome and through self-development change myself. You know, I was so shy. I had so much anxiety. I went from, not talking to anybody. Seriously, when I'd be in like a public gathering, people would be like, does he even talk? Because I would just sit there and not speak. Or I used to have such a quiet voice, and I had a lisp. I used to mumble when I spoke. And so I was not a great talker or communicator. But obviously that has changed for me, because I consistently worked on it, and I studied and modeled other great speakers and practiced and practiced and practiced and made this my career, where I am today. So that's proof and evidence that you can change. If you're watching this and you're like, well, I'm shy, I don't have confidence, I have a lot of anxiety, I have a lot of fear. I did too. But I had the motivation to tap into my potential to make those changes to become a more confident person. You know, I didn't have the knowledge, and so I had the motivation to gain the knowledge, to read books, to study entrepreneurs, to go through courses and training programs and events and find mentors and learn and learn and learn and learn from my own experience to become a more intelligent, more creative, a better, more strategic entrepreneur. So everybody is capable, but some people, they already have a lot of these skills, these habits, these traits. Other people don't. And the question that I'd have for someone that wants to be an entrepreneur, you got to know, do you already have a lot of that? Because a lot of people I know, a lot of people maybe watching this video or others, or people that go through my course or my training program, they're already dialed in. They just need the opportunity. And when the opportunity is presented, boom, they go on and have great success because they already had the work ethic, they're intelligent, they're resourceful, they can take on the risk, they're willing to make an investment, all of that stuff. They focus, they're productive, all of that, and they go on and have incredible success because they already had cultivated over many years, or maybe since, you know, their parents or their childhood or their experiences, that they already had a lot of that going for them, that when the opportunity was presented to sell on Amazon or to build their business, they flourished with it. Okay, but other people don't. Other people, maybe you watching this right now, maybe you don't have the skills yet or the abilities or the confidence, or you have limiting beliefs and fear and scarcity mentality and all that stuff, in which case you can become an entrepreneur. You can change that, but you have to decide, do you have the motivation to? Do you have the motivation to? And I think there's a lot of people that get into entrepreneurship thinking that it's easy, thinking that it's going to be easier than their job, and they're in for a rude awakening, because it's not. It's incredibly challenging, especially if you don't have a lot of the traits and the abilities and all those different components. And you have to decide, you can become an entrepreneur, you can succeed on Amazon, you can do what I do or even better than what I do, and many other people out there. You can be an Elon Musk or a Jeff Bezos or a Bill Gates. You can be that if you want to, if you're willing to go through that process, if you're willing to make changes within yourself. And I find a lot of people, they want the success, but they're not willing to make changes within themselves to help them become the kind of person that's worthy of that success and that will create that success. And so a lot of people, they give up on entrepreneurship and they decide it's not for them simply because they're not willing to go through that process. And there's nothing wrong with that if you don't. If you're happy the way you are, you know, you don't want to put in the time or make these changes in yourself and your personality, if you're not willing to go through that, you know, and those are things that are weaknesses for you perhaps, then that's okay. That's totally fine. So the way I look at it, there's pros and cons to everything. To be successful, to be an entrepreneur, there's incredible pros, right? The pros are you can work for yourself. The pros are that the sky's the limit of how much money you want to make. There's no limit to it. The more you put in, the more value that you create, the more money that you can earn. You can be flexible with your time. You can make passive income. You can retire earlier. You can travel the world. You get benefits and get experience things that other people are not going to be able to experience, right? So you get all these great pros of being an entrepreneur, but there's also cons. The cons are that you're taking on risk. The cons are that you might have to make these changes within yourself and your personality. The cons are that you might have to work harder than everybody else, especially when you're first starting your business, and you might have to make sacrifices in your life on your evenings, your weekends, with your friends, with your family, in order to build your business. The cons are there is some uncertainty because the world can change, business entrepreneurship changes, it's competitive, you've got to keep up to date, you have to compete with other businesses. You know, there's more responsibility that you're taking on. So yes, there are some cons to it as well. But what will determine whether or not you'll become an entrepreneur is, have you decided, are the pros worth the cons? Are the pros greater than the cons? That all the benefits that you get of being an entrepreneur, is that greater than the process and the changes and the sacrifices and perhaps even the pain and the potential failures of what you'll have to go through? That's what makes an entrepreneur. Now for me, I decided that it was worth it. I was willing to do whatever it took. I was willing to make changes in myself, my personality, put myself on the line. I was willing to fail and fail and fail time and time again and fail forward. I was willing to read all the books. I was willing to study success and all the mentors. I was willing to work for people for free to learn and extract from them the skills. I was willing to do anything. Whatever I had to do, I was willing to do to become successful. I was willing to give up my weekends, my evenings, my friends calling me, hey, let's go out tonight. Let's go have fun, this great party. Let's go to the club. I was willing to say no. I'm going to work on my business on Saturday night, and I'm going to work, you know, in my home on my computer to try to figure this out, how to become successful.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
I was willing to invest the money in starting a business, my hard-earned money that I saved and put aside and take that risk. I was willing to invest in courses and mentors and read like everything. I was willing to go through that. To do that, though, I believe the benefits were worth it. I had this great vision for my life that I wanted to travel the world and I wanted to help people make an impact and I wanted to do what I want when I want. I wanted financial freedom. I wanted to live in a nice home. I wanted a nice car. I wanted to retire young. I didn't want to work for somebody else, right? So I decided all those cons were worth it. It was worth the pros. Now, on the other hand, I've got many friends. I've got people that are on my team, family members, that they've decided, you know what, it's just not worth it. You know, yes, there's these great pros that are available, but I'm not willing to embrace those cons. You know, I'm not willing to make the sacrifices. I don't want to make the changes in myself. That's very hard to do, to make changes in yourself. You got to go through a lot of personal development and be really committed and motivated to do that and stick with it. I'm not willing to take the risk. I'm not willing to invest the money. I'm not willing to go through that. And so, yes, even though the pros are nice, I'd like to have those pros, but I'm just not willing to go through and embrace the cons and the process and the journey of that. And again, there's nothing wrong with that. More power to you if you accept that. You know, for me, I look at someone like Jeff Bezos or Elon Musk, and they're billionaires. And, you know, there's many great pros to that, of course. But I look at that and I'm not willing to go through the cons because I know the cons to get there is, man, Elon Musk and these guys, man, they have sacrificed a lot of time with their family. They've taken on a lot of stress. They're in the public spotlight. You know, there's a lot of negatives, I think, that can come with that. But they've clearly decided that their mission, their contribution to the world, their legacy, the money, the billions of dollars, all of that is worth whatever the cons are. And so they've come to terms with that. They accepted that, and more power to them. Great. Good for them. So you really got to ask yourself that question, I think, and determine that. Now, of course, you don't really know until you give it a shot, until you give it a trot, until you made an attempt, until you started your business. I would encourage everybody to do so, especially if this is still on your mind and you're not quite sure, because that's the only way you're going to find out. But as you go through the journey for perhaps 6 months or a year or 2 years or 3 years perhaps, then maybe you have to reevaluate that and decide whether or not it still is, the right path for you, and that's something that you still want to pursue. So that would be the first thing that I'd share with you, that you really have to do some introspective work on yourself. The second thing I'll share with you is something I learned from Business Mastery, Tony Robbins' event. He shares that we all have a different nature, okay? There's three different natures when it comes to the world of business. The first nature is the artist. The artist is someone who is often very creative. They are a talent, or they have a specific skill set. They're a skilled producer. So for example, an artist would be like an actor or an athlete or like a painter or a musician. Someone like myself, for example, who likes to create videos and content and coach people, you know, like a therapist or, you know, a life coach. Those are artists, okay? An author, a writer, someone like that. So that's an artist, a social media person, like an influencer, public personality. Like if you're an influencer on Instagram, you know, you like to share things and create things and express yourself in different ways. That's the artist, okay? Now, on the other hand, there is the entrepreneur. Okay, that's a different nature. The entrepreneur is a person that loves the startup. They like to start something new and they love creating something. They like to take on the risk, but they're not as attached to something as the artist is. Like an artist, most often they're attached to their work and their art and their business. It's like their baby. The entrepreneur is not like that. The entrepreneur can build a business to sell a business. They like to build the systems and automations and everything to build and scale a business to a certain point. And they love to innovate and do all that sort of stuff. And they're a risk taker, okay? But they're not attached. They're not attached like the artist, right? So they could sell a business. The artist's their baby. They don't want to sell it, right? They don't want to let it go. The third nature is the manager or the leader. Okay, the manager slash leader. The manager slash leader is a person that loves to build a team. Okay, they like to manage people. They like to lead people. They share their vision with people and motivate them and coach them and empower them to follow in that vision. And they hold them accountable and they really enjoy that. They have the ability to hire and to fire. Okay, versus, for example, the entrepreneur, can maybe make some hires, but they maybe struggle with managing people and firing people and training people, all the components of that versus the manager leader. That's more their nature. Now, the truth is, you can be all of that. You can be an artist, you can be an entrepreneur, and you can also be a manager or leader. You're capable of all of that. But there's going to be one of those that's more your nature, meaning it's more inborn. It's more like fulfilling for you, comes natural. Like, I'll give you an example. For me, I'm an artist. Okay, that's my nature. I love to create. I love to coach. I love to teach. I like to be creative. That's my nature. And for me, like, I would love just to do YouTube videos and, you know, inspire people and motivate people and learn things and share it and create courses. I love that. It's very fulfilling for me. Now, I'm capable of being an entrepreneur. I'm also an entrepreneur. I built a great business. I built many great businesses. But I've learned it's not really my nature. It's like it creates a little bit more stress for me. I don't like to take on the big risks. You know, it's just not my nature as much. I can do it. I have done it. But I've learned, you know, it's just not really my nature. Okay, I'm capable of it, but it's not going to fulfill me the most in my life. Manager, leader, I'm not the best at, to be honest. I struggle hiring people, and I struggle firing people, and I struggle managing people. I actually prefer to work by myself and be more of a lone wolf most often. Now, knowing this is really valuable, because for me, knowing this, I know that, okay, my true nature is an artist. So I can be the entrepreneur, but at a certain point, my goal has always been, how can I find an entrepreneur, or how can I find a manager leader and hire them or partner with them so that I can do what I do best? I can be in my nature, they can be in their nature, and we partner together, or I hire them and they work for me. Okay. That's you know, one of the best ways I would look at it and what I'd consider long term if you're trying to build a business. So for example, if you're really great, you know, if you look at a professional athlete, for example, a basketball player like Steph Curry, you know, he's a skilled producer. He's an amazing talent. He's an artist at what he does on the basketball floor. But the coach is Steve Kerr. And Steve Kerr is like the manager leader type, right? So he's the one that is managing the team and managing Steph Curry and can manage the egos and the personalities on the team and get the most out of everybody, okay? So his nature is more the manager leader. And then there's the entrepreneur. The entrepreneur is the owner of the team, the sports team. And they're the person that, you know, invests the money into the team and perhaps grows the operations of the business and scales the business. Right? So it's interesting to understand that, and that, you know, you can fit in understanding what your nature is and what kind of role that might be your nature and work with other people. So for a lot of you, if you're an artist and you want to build a business, which, by the way, most artists, like most business owners, are artists, because most people, they have a job, they work at the job, and they think to themselves, my boss is an idiot, I can do this better than them, I'm going to quit, I'm going to start my own business. Right? And they do that, but now they're taking on the entrepreneur role. And you can absolutely do that. You're capable of it. But again, you want to long-term figure out how to align yourself with your nature. So for a lot of people, they're fine being an artist. And maybe that's the right fit for you. Just do what you do best and understand your nature and work for a company. There might be limitations on how much you can make. Or if you're an artist, you could start your business, go through the journey, and then eventually partner with someone or hire someone that can be the entrepreneur or the manager. Or you could partner with someone right from the start. You know, if you're really great at one thing, you can partner with other people that can complement you and you complement them. So that's something worth considering and thinking about as well. It's something I put a lot of thought into myself. I do enjoy entrepreneurship. I love entrepreneurship, but it's not my nature. You know, I really do love being more of an artist, and I can do that. That for me, time disappears, and that fulfills me the most. So I guess my message for you, hopefully I've given you some ideas here and some clarity on whether or not it is a good fit for you and what you are. But I want you to really ask yourself this question. What is your nature? Artist, entrepreneur, manager, leader. Maybe you have to go through and experience each one to determine that. You know, and I've learned through the experience of having my own business that, you know what, I'm not a great manager or leader. I don't really enjoy that. I can do that, you know, but it's just not my nature. I don't love it. But I had to go through that to realize that. And the same thing with entrepreneurship, and the same thing with being an artist. And I find that experience is always the best teacher. And you get to a point in your life when the clarity and knowing who you are is the most freeing thing. Because then you can really just accept and be yourself. And knowing what your strengths are is incredible. Knowing what your weaknesses are is also a strength, right? To know that, you know, I'm not really the best at this. And you can decide to grow and improve your weakness, or to focus and double down on your strengths. Oftentimes, maybe the better way is to focus more on your strengths and get the most out of that, and that can lead to the best quality of life for you. So you don't really know until you try. You don't really know until you go for it. And so if you're here right now, maybe you got to make that attempt. Maybe you got to go for it, and you have to see and determine whether or not this is the right fit for you. An entrepreneur is someone that's not going to give up, man. An entrepreneur is the person that, you know, they can embrace the challenges, the uncertainty, and they'll do whatever it takes. But if you're the kind of person that's deathly afraid and needs that security, maybe it's not the right fit for you, or you need to do some work on yourself to have more confidence and develop yourself, which there's books, there's courses and coaches and many different resources and work, deep work that you can do to make those changes in yourself. And so if you really do want the lifestyle and the benefits and the perks of being an entrepreneur can provide for you, then you're going to have to understand and be willing and motivated enough to go through the process. If you're willing to go to the process, you can be, do, have, and experience everything that you want. I truly believe that. And for me, entrepreneurship has changed my life. But, you know, I understand and accept not everybody wants to be one. You know, there's got to be people that fulfill all the different jobs and roles that exist within society. And so I'm grateful for people that are employees and are willing to do that too. So I think it's really trying to determine what is the right fit for you. Go through the experience, do some of that deep, deep inner work, and make that decision. And whatever it is, be great as you can, because the ultimate for you and what I want for you is to be happy and to be fulfilled and to thrive doing whatever it is that you want to do in your life, to create, find your career, your mission, your purpose in life, and to embrace that. I think when you do that, your life can be incredibly fulfilling. So listen, I'd love to hear from you in the comments. Let me know below. Respond and leave a comment. Is entrepreneurship the right fit for you? Yes or no? You know, yes or no. Or maybe you're still not sure yet, right? And you're gonna go and pursue it. But let me know what you're gonna do. Are you gonna pursue it? Are you gonna give it a shot? Are you gonna make an attempt with it? And sometimes you might have to make a few attempts because maybe your first attempt won't work. You try one business, it doesn't work out. You might just think, oh, entrepreneurship's not for me. No, maybe that was just not the right opportunity for you. Maybe you got to try another opportunity or another opportunity or another opportunity. You know, you got to give it a fair enough chance and shot with a few different opportunities to really determine, was it the opportunity or is it just entrepreneurship in general, right? So you have to get some clarity on that too by trying a few different things. So let me know in the comments. If you enjoyed this, leave a thumbs up for this video. You can subscribe for more videos here on Project Life Mastery. Make sure that you hit that bell notification so you can get notified of future videos. And by the way, if you want to get started with an online business, then I've got a link below in the description of a quiz. This is my online business quiz that can help you get clarity on which online business is the right fit for you based on your budget, based on your skill set, your current level of experience, based on how much time you have inside, and based on your motivation. So click the link below or go to www.projectlifemastery.com/quiz. Go to that page, takes you 2 minutes to fill it out, and I can point you in the right direction of the right business path or the business opportunity for you. Otherwise, thank you so much for watching and being here. God bless you. I'll see you again in the next video. Thanks for joining me today and listening to this podcast. If you enjoyed this episode or received any value, then I'd love for you to leave an honest review on iTunes and subscribe to the Project Life Mastery podcast for future episodes. And of course, to receive more content and value, make sure to find and follow me at www.projectlifemastery.com for more. Thanks again. Remember to always believe and commit your life to mastery. I look forward to talking to you again soon.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.